Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan. We are in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. There was a comedy show at Brewski's, and my guest this evening, Mary Ryan Brown, hosted. And we had Ariel Elias of Stephen Colbert, other late night TV. I don't know if it was her first time in Mississippi or not, but shout out to her for coming down.
For real. She was awesome. And also so kind. She was so nice.
She was.
She's a fun hang backstage. She and her husband were down and just real fun to hang out with. I really enjoyed it. Best Wednesday I've had in a while.
Cool. I haven't thought about a day like that before.
Yeah, I mean, Wednesdays, I was born on a Wednesday, so that was a good one in a sense. But it was also April 19th, 1995. Fair Oklahoma enough. City bombing day.
Wow.
So, as far as Wednesdays go, it was fraught.
What a day to celebrate.
What a time to be alive, Alan.
What a time to be brought into this world.
Yes, yes.
Oh, Mary, I'm very happy to have you back on.
I'm so happy to be back. My mother said to tell you hello.
Oh, well, hello, Mary's mother.
Exactly.
Hope you're well. She did a great job tonight. I did my best not to laugh, and she got one out of me.
Which joke was it?
You had me several times.
Okay.
I like the fact that you went into the Drake and Kendrick debacle.
Yes.
And then later when you alluded to something I never thought you would allude to. Being a hoe.
Being a hoe. That's actually, like, quite a bit of my set. I think it's fun to talk about. It's a fun time to talk about. You know, the streets were not so kind to me, Alan.
Huh? I didn't believe you.
Well, in a way, you didn't believe that I used to be a hoe?
No.
Yeah, no, of course not. Look at me, I'm a sweetheart. You know, that's where the humor comes in, is in the friction between, you know, reality and the fiction I'm creating or whatever. But I really did used to hoe it up. But in this, like, intellectual, sort of classy, very emotional way. Yeah.
You have several things that you do throughout your set, and as far as stage presence, I was really impressed.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You have a way of, like, honing the room. And
thank you.
Just from seeing the other comics tonight, I thought they made a great decision with you hosting. And that is no jab at them, but I thought that you controlled the room.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I tried to channel, you know, the spirit of Megyn Kelly and maybe name any cool black guy. That's what I'm always going for, right? Is kind of the, like, hard-nosed bitchiness and quickness of Megyn Kelly, but then also just an ounce of the energy of a cool black guy.
That, you know, have you had a chance to watch The Roast of Tom Brady?
I have not.
So one thing that I will say about him is he took it well,
good.
Number one. But number two, he captured the energy that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So he's late 40s.
Daddy status.
But he still has the language of, like, you could tell, even though he hung out with a lot of Southern guys, that he's got black friends because he's hip with his language.
That's good. That is good. Yeah, he's done a lot of time in the locker room, I suppose.
That would be it.
Yeah.
That would be where it came from. Although you might say that his whole career, like, he had Gronk as a tight end, and he also
True.
Surrounded himself with white wide receivers.
Those white wide receivers.
What are we going to do about this?
About this sound?
No.
About the white wide receivers?
Either. I mean, I think we could probably say the same about both of it.
Yeah. They're a nuisance. Here's the deal. I don't know anything about football, but here's what I love. It brings people together, and I love a themed menu. You know what I'm saying?
A charcuterie board, if you will.
A charcuterie board. I made cocktails and mocktails for the Super Bowl this year. I did, and they were Kansas City Chief themed.
You had Taylor Swift involved.
Of course Taylor Swift was involved. I am who I am, Alan, and that is sadly a Swiftie. And Taylor Swift had the audacity to put out the Tortured Poets Department while I'm going through a breakup that happened 8 years ago.
What in the world?
I know. Why would she do that? Why would she exhume, if you will, all of my trauma?
Well, lucky for you, now everybody thinks that she's the devil.
Everybody does think she's the devil. And here's the deal. You can make a case for the Big Mac being the devil if you try hard enough.
Sure.
Think about what's in that special sauce.
That's
Why
good.
Are there 666 sesame seeds on the bun?
Taking me back to Mitch Hedberg.
Yes.
What is a sesame? And is there sesame seed adhesive?
Ooh.
How does that magic happen?
Ooh. I think there's tiny little spikes in there.
That's your thought?
Yeah. Tiny little... There's something, you know, spiky in there to make them stick. I don't know. Either that or pesticides or adrenochrome or any of the things the elites are using.
I'm hoping adrenochrome, because with every Big Mac, mm-hmm. although you will put on 5 pounds,
mm-hmm.
you get 5 more years.
Yes, you get 5 more years. That's right.
That's the move.
I've never had a Big Mac.
Lie.
I really have never had one. I am a number 7 girl. Number 7.
What
two?
About when you was a kid? Was you like a McNugget?
I was a hamburger girl. But not. I've never had the branded like Big Mac with the Big Mac sauce.
I haven't either.
Are you joking?
Mm-mm. I'm not a McDonald's guy.
Okay, what's your go-to?
Believe it or not, it would be Burger King.
I support that. What do you like about Burger King? The char-grilled?
That's the move.
Yeah.
I've never had a Whopper. Like, it's 100% consistent all the time.
Amen. I think Burger King has the best fries, both potato and chicken.
Now, I think we have talked about fast food fries.
Yeah. It always goes back to
I'm extremely disappointed with 90%. I don't like waffle fries. Chick-fil-A, I'm sorry.
Mm.
I don't like curly fries. I'm a crinkle cut.
You know what? There's something to be said for the crinkle cut. There's nothing like, you can make them at home in your air fryer. A little sea salt, a little Pam in there.
You got to get some adrenochrome in there somehow.
And some adrenochrome. Straight up. Yeah. No, I would say, I think Burger King has a good fry. It's plain. It's not doing too much. Burger King has an exceptional buffalo sauce.
The one thing that strikes me odd about Burger King is their onion ring. It's not
Why?
Even an onion ring.
Is it just a batter circle?
I don't know what's inside the batter. It's not an onion.
What if it's calamari?
Well, they're doing us up.
Yeah.
Because I have ordered the onion rings, and I was like, this ain't an onion ring, but I'm for it.
Interesting. If it's fried enough, and I mean, I'm not the first person to make this observation, but like, if it is fried and it comes with a good sauce, I'm interested. I'm in the market for it.
What do you make of Arby's? I've had people cuss me out over it.
Here's the deal. When I was a child, I liked Arby's. I don't know why. I liked roast beef sandwiches as a kid, and I thought that Arby's sauce was good.
Amen.
That Arby's sauce is real yummy. But now it's become such a joke. You know, people are like, oh, Arby's is just a money laundering experiment, you know, to keep, I don't know, rich white families in business or something. But would I go to Arby's now? I don't know. I'm in an era of self-respect. But the curly fries, which I do like curly fries.
You're a fan.
I'm a fan, and I like that sauce. What about you? What do you think?
I will mess with a curly fry from Arby's, but they have extended the menu to have the crinkle cut.
Wow.
They winning me over again.
Wow.
And they got a gyro. Is it hero? Is it euro? Is it gyro?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. A handheld.
Yes.
Yeah.
Never heard it put that way, but I'm following. I wanted to move just for a second. Last time we caught up, been following your journey.
Yes.
Since. I'm excited for you. I'm happy for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
It seems like things are on the up and up. You're getting more shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Working harder.
Yeah, I would say so. I don't know. It's weird to talk about. I just know that I love it and I want to do it forever as long as it doesn't interfere with like my family, you know? So, I've updated my website. I have.
What is that site?
It is maryryanbrown.com. You can go there. You can learn all about me, not just as a comedian, but also a lot of my writing stuff is on there as well. Because I am taking on a few more projects this year as a freelance writer. So I do marketing, writing, branding, technical writing, resumes, editing, all of that stuff.
I need some help with a resume after I get fired for not showing up at work tomorrow.
Girl, and that's my fault. And that's my fault because it is 3 o'clock in the morning. It's not. It's a respectable hour, but at the same time, yeah. I can help you with your resume, Alan. But yeah, I'm starting a podcast, so taking a cue from some of the greats, from Alan and Lee Carl. Shout out Lee Carl.
Shout out
my friend Heba, who have podcasts, and they've let me on their podcast. I want to have y'all all back on mine.
I'd love to come.
Please do. I'm setting up a home studio in my office. Well, it's my husband's office that I have commandeered.
Are you going to put aftermarket car parts as a backdrop?
No, but I am going to put a portrait of James Gandolfini as the backdrop.
Very nice.
Yes, he's the reason I do anything. I love Tony Soprano. But
now, is this going to be like Zoom calls? Or are you going to do in person? What are you thinking?
I'd prefer a mix. I'd prefer in person, but I'll have it set up to do Zoom as well. And I'll probably do some like really self-indulgent solo episodes too, because I think I'm at a level where I can talk to and about myself.
There are a lot of different apps that do like video side of things well, and also capture the audio. And if you pay a little bit extra, you can have AI to do the transcript for you.
Yeah, that would be great.
But solo episodes, or if I'm doing anything video, I use Zoom. Even if it's in person, like when we did ours, I put it on YouTube. One thing I didn't know about YouTube yet, the way that I have everything set up, YouTube was only capturing the audio from my computer, which was so far away from us, the audio wasn't good. I've still got the video, and I could put the audio with that video, but I'm lazy.
Yeah, and it's hard to line up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a mother. But Zoom is works great with any interface, and the quality is cool.
Okay. Well, that is good. That's the thing about podcasting is, like, I'm so technologically delayed, but I'm stubborn, and I'm going to learn it.
Yeah. What else would you care to share about you're leaving a career?
I am. I'm leaving. I'm not going to be a teacher anymore. I taught high school English this past year. It was kind of a weird transitional year for me. Loved it. I really did. The kids were great. My administration was great. It was all fun, but...
I was just hoping you were going to burn some bridges.
No, no. These people hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk. No, just go full Kendrick. No, it actually really was lovely, but, you know, it takes up a lot of time, and I have the opportunity to stay home with my baby next year, so I'm going to stay home with her, and she won't be in daycare. Oh, yeah. Would I homeschool? Okay, so that's hard, because... Would I homeschool, like, kindergarten all the way up? I don't see myself doing that. But, like, this next year, I do have, like, a curriculum that I'm going to follow with her. And we'll do, like, little stuff at home. Without me being a total, you know, dictator about it, we will follow a curriculum and have little lessons and stuff. So, I don't know. I think working in public education has certainly opened my eyes to a lot of... What am I trying to say? Gaping holes is the only thing that comes to my mind. And that's not a great word, not a great term, but like gaping holes in the system. The system is, I don't know, it works for a lot of people and it doesn't work for a lot of kids. And before I taught at public school, something I would always say is if a school isn't good enough for my kid, it's not good enough for anybody's kid. And like, that is a very pie in the sky sort of liberal thing to say, but like, one person can't go in and revolutionize the system. I know that the only thing that I have control over is like myself, my actions, my responses to circumstances. And like, I think I've shifted my view that like my family and how I choose to foster my family, that will be my revolution. Not going in and trying to fix a system I know nothing about.
Yeah, it's been curious. I have friends of mine who homeschool in Columbus, and their kids are great. And I think like the fears that a lot of people had from days gone by, because my neighbor, also my cousin, he was homeschooled. And he is the stereotype of someone who was homeschooled.
Yeah, they're weird.
The only social interaction that he had was at church, and he wasn't good at that. And, I don't know. I don't know what the future's going to hold for him. I mean, he's still in the same rut that he's been in for 15 years.
They just sit at home, sniff their socks, read Narnia again.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad. It's sad. And that's what I don't want for my kid. But at the same time, public school, private school, even daycare, also the Wild West.
But like with, I guess the point with the friends that I have in Columbus who are homeschooling, right?
Mm-hmm.
The kids are active. They're involved in the community.
Yeah.
Other than church, they're involved in sport programs. They go to the Y.
That's great.
So they know, they've been socialized.
Yeah.
And also like when I was at the University of Mobile, private Christian college, some of the most successful, I would say, are the people with the biggest dreams. They were homeschooled.
Yes.
Because I shout out to her. I'll drop her name. I hope she hears it. But Tinsley, small school, so we would be in a classroom for, you know, 10 to 25 people.
Mm-hmm.
And not many people. Everybody share a little bit about yourself. And I remember, like, the first time I met her in that class, she told the class that she wanted to be the president of the United States. And as I got to know her, I was like, I actually believe that.
Right, right. Yeah, I think having that sort of upbringing, if it's done right, and again, do I have the faith in myself to do it right? I don't know. I every day I think I have crippling ADHD, so who knows? But when it's done right, yeah, I think it makes the world bigger. By making your world smaller, you can actually make your world a lot bigger. Oh my gosh. Okay, y'all. Alan is smoking a cigarette. It's a light blue American Spirit.
I offered the black bouncer.
Yes.
The bouncer guy.
Uh-huh.
And he thought it was like the airline, and he was like, I smoke Delta, so I don't know if that's like a weed Indian though.
I feel like it is. Yes,
but
I feel like it is.
At the same time, I was like, if you smoke this, you might become a spirit, so it might be the
exactly.
same thing.
There's nothing better than an American spirit. I just want to say that smells so good.
I didn't know if you'd be offended.
No. So I smoked cigarettes because I'm cool. Yeah, ho phase, during the ho phase. I quit in 2017. But yeah, no, there's a time cigarettes for breakfast. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with that.
Yeah. No, I think they're great. I think they're really great, and I think
Tucker
they smell
Carlson
great.
Likes them, so I'm for it.
And you know Tucker Carlson's my man. I have a whole bit about Tucker Carlson.
I was hoping to hear it, because, I mean, I've seen, like,
yes.
And I was like, is she going to do it tonight?
Oh, man. No, I didn't even think about doing that tonight, but I love Tucker Carlson. There's something about a kind of rude man. But, you know, if you really do your research into Tucker, say what you will about his politics. The man loves his wife. He loves his family. He just wants to eat those little nicotine pouches. And mm-hmm. You know who else loves those? My husband. So I get it.
Is he a Zen guy?
He's a Zen
guy. I'm a rogue dude.
What are those?
It's like Zen, just different
same
brand.
Shit.
And
yeah.
So I have a gas station just down the street from my house. I walk mm-hmm. there. And it's run by these Egyptians.
Of course.
Whom are great. And, like, they get samples of new products. And they was like, we have to try everything. And I was like, do you? And they was like, here, take one. And I was like, I'll try it with you. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So it's been a great venture for me.
Good. I think, you know, now, now the girls are doing Zinnies to stay skinny.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Did you know that?
Well, nicotine is a great alternative to help you curb an appetite.
Yeah. I haven't gotten back on nicotine in probably 2 years because I vaped for a long, long, long time.
And you're sober now.
And I'm sober now. Yes. Yes, yes. And that's not to say, I mean, I don't want to have sober stolen valor because I don't know if I'll be like sober forever, but right now it's working out really well. It kind of, the longer I am, the more it feels like a superpower. So
what made you want to do it?
It's kind of weird. I wasn't like drinking a whole bunch, but I just did Dry January, which I feel like I always do. And then I started praying more. And the more I pray, not about alcohol, I don't sit and pray about alcohol, I just pray. The less I want substances. It's very strange. Now, the caveat to that is if you take away my caffeine, I will burn this whole city down. Like, I have to have caffeine and hot chips.
Do you need us to get out?
We are close.
Okay,
just
yes.
As soon as possible.
Yes,
cool.
Absolutely. So, sobriety. Smells like my dad's work truck.
We're back. Oh, vacated another venue.
Yes, we did.
Sobriety.
It's interesting. Again, like, I just don't really have the desire to drink, which is crazy to say because really, the more I am sober, the more I realize that I dedicated a lot of thought to drinking. Even if I wasn't drinking that much, I was dedicating a lot of thought to it. And like, oh, at the end of this weekend, I'll be able to have a drink. Or like, when the baby goes down, we can go sit out on the porch and have a drink, blah, blah, blah. And now, like, I just drink fake cocktails, and my stupid little bird brain is dumb enough to accept that as enough of a treat. And so I order these mocktails, or I have Poppy. It's a soda that white girls enjoy. I put it in a koozie. I sit out on the porch. My brain thinks it's like a cold beer, which is crazy. But I think I'm more present. I think I'm a better writer. I think I'm a better comic. I think I'm a better mom, better wife. So we're going to roll with it. But
that's interesting and refreshing to say, because like, what is it with most artists? They struggle.
Yes.
They always struggle with substance abuse.
Yes. And I think I was struggling with it a little bit. Like, I've never performed under the influence of anything. I've always been sober performing, but like, if I had a good show, I'd be like, okay, well, now I can go have a drink. And it was like this weird reward system. And now, like, I don't have hangovers anymore, which is nice. I don't know. It's just really nice. And I think you can be an artist and have a healthy relationship with yourself and with substances. And, like, the tortured thing doesn't have to be so romanticized. You know?
Sure.
But there's a lot of sober comedians. I think a lot of us know that we're just like so crazy that we have to put boundaries on ourselves. But again, like, I'm not saying I'm in AA or anything, but right now it's working pretty well.
Well, great.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the upcoming shows. I'm happy for you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I'm happy for you, and I'm excited to hopefully do Porch Fest 2024 and meet these comedians from Philadelphia. Do they have the accent?
Some.
Okay.
I don't know, like, accents lately. I don't know if it's my ear, unless I really get around somebody who's just, like, poured it on thick, but, like, most people, no matter where they're from, they just sound like American to me. Does that make sense?
Honestly, maybe you're just really cultured or something, or you're just around a lot of different people and it's all kind of like melting together. But I love diving into like an accent. So like, is it a Southern accent or is it like Mississippi? Is it Alabama? Those can be kind of different, I think. Like, I can hear the Alabama in you. You know,
Alabama, Mississippi. Yeah, they're very different.
Yeah, they really are. Well, just even the way you said Alabama, my mom was born in Evergreen, Alabama, but she says Evergreen, Alabama,
mm-hmm.
which I think is so funny.
Well, I think Forrest Gump really captured that.
Yeah.
Greenbow, Alabama.
Yes, exactly. But upcoming shows. Okay, I have a show Friday night, May 10th. Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I have Lunchbox Comedy Festival. That's going to be May 18th and 19th in Gonzales, Louisiana. And then big show that I'm really working toward that I'm excited about, that even if you're not in New York, you can live stream it. That's going to be on July 20th in New York City at Caveat.
You ever been?
I have been. Last time I went was 10 years ago with my father. We went for 24 hours. He had a dinner to go to and my mom couldn't go. So he took me, and everyone thought I was my dad's girlfriend, and I was like 19. And it was very strange, and we smoked a cigarette on the rooftop of the hotel, and we ate some pizza, and then we flew home.
Very cool.
So that was fun. That was really fun. We bought cigarettes at Duane Reade, which I feel like is a very New York thing to do. But no, it's been a while since I've been to the city. And I'll be performing on the Lower East Side on Saturday, July 20th. I'll be performing kind of a new hour. It's called Gifted and Damaged, and it's like a one-woman show, comedy hour. Let me talk about myself for an hour production.
So, are we going to lean into white privilege, or are we going BIPOC? Or?
Oh, gosh. We're going sad girl aesthetic, if that makes sense. Here's why I'm sad. I think kind of poking fun at my own privilege. Like, I wrote this down in my notes today that, like, one of my favorite things to watch is the game of really privileged people acting like they didn't grow up with much. They'll say, well, we weren't rich, but we had what we needed. And it's like, oh, girl.
Mm.
That means you had a boat.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, so you've been watching Survivor.
Ooh, no, I haven't been watching Survivor, but my family watches Survivor.
Shout out, Mom.
Shout out, Mom. Shout out, Dad. Yeah, no, I haven't been watching Survivor, but I'm familiar with the concept. We used to play Survivor on the playground in kindergarten. But yeah, New York, July 20th, and then, you know, the podcast, which I'm sure will be a learning experience. I'm giving myself a year to kind of experiment within that new medium.
Should. You know what you're going to call it?
Yes, it's called Super Freak.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. It's called Super Freak.
After the song?
Brown. Yeah. I love that song. I have a very long relationship with that song. One, I love that song. My mom loves that song. It's a bop. Number two, my favorite movie is Little Miss Sunshine,
mm-hmm.
Which came out in 2007. And the the final scene of that movie is a little girl in a pageant dancing to Super Freak, and she's just kind of, it's this moment of uninhibited joy and authenticity. So I love that song. And then when I was in high school, I was on the speech and debate team, and I wrote a whole speech about that song and authenticity and the joy of performance. And the name of that speech was Super Freak. And I've kind of been chasing that feeling my whole life. Like, I love to see a performer
excuse me.
Get lost. No, not at all. I love to see a performer get lost in the moment of just, like, offering yourself to the audience, right?
Yes. I'm going to go get lost after this.
Yeah.
The Grill and Grocery.
Yes.
They got
yes.
an open mic going.
Yes.
And,
super fun.
I'm going to try to get the last slot.
You should go.
I mean, if I'm going to be late for work, you might as well be late for work.
Late.
Yeah.
Maybe even don't go.
Just a no-show.
I think that's
but,
fine.
But, yeah, I'm totally for that. And that is one thing that I've been really, like, paying attention to, whether it be a songwriter or a comedian or anyone in the performing art.
Yeah.
Is, I think, one, you can tell.
Mm-hmm.
Even if, like, they're not the best. But if they're giving everything that mm-hmm. they've got, it's easy to give yourself to them.
Yes. Yes, I couldn't have said it better. That is so true. And I have, like, archived performances where I think people are doing that. You know, just, like, SNL performances and, like, musical guests and stuff, comedy specials, where, like, you can tell they're nowhere else. And I'm always kind of trying to chase that. And this podcast is kind of a comedy and storytelling project about uninhibited performance and, like, what it means to really take joy in what you do, whether that's writing or music or comedy. So I'm excited. I'm really excited.
I'm happy about it as well. Three more questions. Let's wrap it up.
Okay.
Question one. We've already plugged the website, MaryRyanBrown.com.
That's right.
The social medias, is it the same?
Yes, Mary Ryan Brown on Instagram, Mary Ryan Brown on Facebook. I really don't get on Twitter anymore.
Good for you.
Yeah.
It's a cesspool.
It's fun. Andrew sends me really fun, crazy videos on Twitter that are just, like, so funny but disturbing. But I don't, like, generate content on there anymore, really.
Yeah, like, it's tough. it's the toughest social media, I think, to build a following. Yeah. And mostly I'm on there as an observer.
Yeah.
So I don't really post or try to create anything. But I have noticed, especially since Elon took it over, that it is literally a week, possibly 2 weeks ahead of any other media and even the news.
Yeah, yeah. I would agree with that. Yeah. Look at Elon.
Question two. With your writing, what all do you write about? I know you plugged a little bit of that, like, well, helping people with things, but what do you personally like writing about the most?
Yeah, so what I do for business and then what I do when I'm just, like, getting lost in a project, two very different things, kind of. My favorite things to write for, like, businesses and just to help people with are, like, branding philosophy and then marketing campaigns and strategies. So I think that's, like, the perfect blend of art and technical communication. So I love doing all of that, telling the story of a brand, helping people articulate the big picture in a really distilled and resonant format. That is exciting to me. It's a fun puzzle. But as far as like what I like to write creatively, I love to write fiction and I love to write poetry. And even though I can't sing, I do write like songs, you know. I would love to be like a country music songwriter. I actually had a terrifying dream the other night that I put out a country single, except I can't sing. But I like put out this country single and then I woke up the other morning genuinely terrified that I had like released something on Spotify. It's very scary.
Oh boy. Well, maybe you can help me write a song one day.
I would love that, Alan.
I wrote something the other day that I'm very happy about. I'll share it with you later. But last question to walk it out of the door.
Okay.
Is you talked a little bit about fear. What's the opposite of fear?
Ooh. Well, just to show you my extensive knowledge of the scriptures, I do know that the Bible says that perfect love drives out fear, right? So I would say the force that opposes fear is love.
I'd agree with that. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I'm learning, like, I've been doing this podcast for over 6 years now, and it has opened up a whole lot of doors for me, like the jobs that I currently work. A lot of the people that I know, shout out to you, and, like, even, like, people all over the country and even the world that I get to interact with, I think it's because of, like, that perfect love driving out that fear.
Mm-hmm. If your love is bigger than your fear, I think it's going to, you know, expand your world. You know, fear constricts, love expands.
I agree with that. That was one thing. It's the rising ship that, or the rising tide that raises all ships.
That's right.
And that is one thing that I've been trying to live by. I've gotten lost in the weeds doing that in music, even lost in the weeds with being in a local scene and trying to dictate who can do what and who is good enough to be here and who isn't. And man, I've let that go a couple of years ago, and like that really lent itself to being able to receive more love and also getting over yourself.
Oh my gosh, for real. You know, Dante in the Inferno, someone asks why can the angels fly to God, and he says because they take themselves so lightly, right? This idea that like you can shed the self and ascend closer to a higher power, right? Like people who take themselves so seriously, oh my God, why? What is up your butt? And I mean, that used to be me, but now that it's not me, I'm going to judge those people. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think.
You got to free them.
Yeah, you got to free them. Yeah. Beautiful, Alan. You are a great host. This was an awesome podcast.
Yeah. We can switch venues 3 times.
That's right.
And still get the thing done.
And still have a cohesive conversation.
And venture a highway by America, and I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember all the songs that are going to be in the background, and I'm going to leave it there because I think it's great. Spotify, please don't mess with me again.
All right, everybody.
I'll fight you, Spotify.
Oh, she's ready to fight. Thank you again, Mary.
Thank you again. All right, that was...
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.